This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour special report recorded on Thursday, September 14th, 2017. I'm Mark Boulanger. Two global unions, Uni and Industrial, are urging clothing brands to sign on to a new Bangladesh fire and safety accord. The original accord was created after the Rana Plaza accident in 2013, which killed 1,200 mainly young women garment workers and injured another 2,400. A renewed accord is to come into effect in May 2018. I talked to Jenny Holcroft about the new accord. Ms. Holcroft is an Assistant General Secretary of Industrial. I asked her what was new in the accord which will be coming into effect in 2018.
When we negotiated a follow-up accord, we tried to take the opportunity to fix up some of the things that we'd learned the first time around. So there's a few kind of adjustments to the way that we go about things, very minor issues. But we also took the opportunity to introduce some elements that we felt were needed to take the accord work further and to really be able to fulfill the mandate that was created by the original accord. And one of the key areas from the trade union perspective is to include an element of freedom of association. I think, as most people know, the situation towards freedom of association in Bangladesh is particularly poor, and the unions on the ground are constantly facing very strong employer opposition, and we often see headlines around union leaders being sacked or beaten up or worse. So what we felt with the accord, of course, is not only about the physical safety of the factories, it's also about creating a culture of safety in the factories. And to do that, you need to have the involvement of workers. Now, to have workers genuinely involved in ensuring their own safety in the factories, they need to be protected in an environment where raising complaints or raising issues can very easily get you fired. So we believe that the issue of freedom of association and the protection of trade union rights is absolutely inherently connected to the issue of worker empowerment around health and safety in the factories. So the new accord has an element of that, which recognizes the role of freedom of association in enabling workers to better protect their own safety. So that was a very important issue for the trade unions.
Industrial and Uni are asking for more brands to sign the accord. How many brands have signed the accord so far, and how many more could be brought into the accord?
So when we signed the accord, it was right before the summer holiday period in the Northern Hemisphere. So we had an initial group of early adopters who signed the new accord back in June, and then it's been fairly quiet as people have been away over the summer, bearing in mind that this agreement doesn't actually come into effect until May 2018. So just this week, we've written a letter, Uni and Industrial have written a letter to all of the brands that have signed the existing accord, encouraging them to sign up to the new accord. So at the moment, just checked the list yesterday, we had 37 brands who have signed, but we haven't really been making a big push to get more signatures yet. We are optimistic, of course, that all of the existing accord brands will sign up. And, you know, as time goes along, we will start reaching out to some of the brands that maybe didn't sign the original accord. So at the moment, under the existing accord, we've got some 220 brands. We are hoping that they will continue their commitment and sign the new accord.
Are there plans to have the accord or a similar program be managed by the Bangladeshi government?
There's language in the new accord which talks much more about the handover. Even though we have felt the need to extend the accord because we don't believe that conditions on the ground in Bangladesh are yet sufficient for the safety program of the accord to cease operations, we do see that day coming one day, and we hope that with the new language that we've put in the accord, we'll be working much more closely with the employers, with the government in Bangladesh, to help reinforce their programs, to have exchanges of information, of capacity building, so that together we can help build the infrastructure and the regulatory body that will be necessary to ensure that that Bangladesh itself is able to guarantee the safety of the garment factories.
And that's it. International labor news you can use. I'm Mark Boulanger. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.